to CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's politicians are continuing to push for Space Command to stay in Colorado instead of moving to Alabama in a few years. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett says an investigation from the Government Accountability Office will show the Pentagon made the wrong choice.
We know from the GAO report that the process was incredibly flawed, untransparent, and didn't consider the most important factors. So I think I'm very hopeful that we're going to be able to persuade the Biden administration that they should leave Space Command where it is. We don't have another minute to lose.
The report has yet to be released publicly. Tuesday, both of Colorado's senators met with the head of the Air Force to press their case for keeping the unit in Colorado. Public safety officials are investigating errors in a system used to alert people about a fire in Colorado Springs last week. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The Ackerman fire sparked on the east side of Colorado Springs, but evacuation alerts went out to folks as far as 10 miles away. To make matters worse, the alert didn't include a map of the evacuation zone and was missing major street names, both of which would have helped people know exactly where the fire was. The El Paso and Teller County 911 Authority uses two systems to reach residents during an emergency, peak alerts and a wireless emergency alert system, or WEA. Officials believe the problem is related to the WEA notifications. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The High Park Fire in Teller County is 70% contained and evacuation orders have been lifted. The Plumtop Fire near Pagosa Springs has burned 600 acres. It's 0% contained. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.